Radio.Dominican.edu, the official radio station here at Dominican University of California. Another night of Penguin basketball, live from the Conlon Center. Sort of live. We're going to be all the way live in no time, I know that for sure. We're getting ready for the national anthem right here at the Conlon Center, folks. It's Jed Jackson, my intrepid partner, is alongside Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu, and Jed will be with us in a couple of minutes. Penguins will be taking on the Lancers tonight from Cal Baptist University. And last time the Penguins and Cal Baptist got together, it was a very, very close contest. That was on the road. And for those of you listening home now, we'll have you rise now for the national anthem, please. All right, folks, we will bring you my favorite part of the evening right now.
Hi, this is head coach Brett Tavani welcoming you to another exciting broadcast of DU basketball with the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
Yes, that's right, folks. I love it when the coach says that. My introduction, one of my favorite parts of the evening. For Cal Baptist, the Lancers under head coach Tim Collins. He's assisted by Tim Cook and Seth Froese. Number 12 is Omar Cram, a 6'1" senior out of Modesto. Number 21 is Davey Hopkins, a 6'5" sophomore out of Riverside. Number 30 is Mark Rusin, a 6'7" senior out of Yorba Linda. Number 32 is Robert Rose, a 6'3" junior out of Sacramento. And number 52 is Michael Brewer, a 6'8" sophomore out of Bakersfield. For the Penguins under head coach Brett Tavani in his fourth season, assisted by Lee Cretion, Brandon Davis, Jesse Haskins, John Parker, and Scott Springhorn. Number 5 is Adrian Valderrama, a 5'8" senior out of San Jose. Number 12 is Ari Ivantosh, a 6'2" junior from Weimar, California. Number 20 is Chris DeMarco, the 6'6" senior out of Appleton, Wisconsin. Number 23 is Ray Chavez, a 6-footer. And Ray is a senior out of Hayward. And rounding things out for Coach Tavani is number 42, Ryan Trammell, the 6'5" senior from Oceanside. We are ready to rock and roll here, folks. All right, folks. Jet and I are just getting things going here in the broadcasting area, the opulent broadcasting booth, from which we call these games. Get our theme music in there, as Jet and I always like to have our theme music backing us up as both teams have come out onto the court. The Penguins starting on the northern end, attacking the southern hoop. Penguins will be moving from the P to the Q on your computer keyboard. 20 minutes overhead. Both teams are out on the court. In the middle for the Penguins, it'll be Ryan Trammell and Michael Brewer. Both men are out there. We're getting ready for the tip-off. Trammell tips it out to DeMarco, and the Penguins are on the move, moving from our right to left, as mentioned. Adrian Valderrama has the ball 3 seconds into the game. He's between the circles, a low bounce pass over to Ray on the right wing. Over to Ari. Ari with a head fake. Ari goes back. Here's Ray. 3 ball on the way. Long ball. No. Hauled down by the 6'8" Brewer. Lancers with the rebound. Cram brings it up. The point guard. He's up against Valderrama. He flips it out to the right side to Rose. Rose back over to Brewer. Now top of the key again. They reset things. 30 seconds into the game. A softie from Cram. Very short range. And Cram from the middle of the key gets the bucket to fall. It's 2-0 Lancers. Last time these two teams met, the Penguins went down to defeat. Here's a big long 3-ball by Ari Ivantosh, and it is nothing but air. Not one of Ivantosh's best attempts. Ivantosh been on a rough row lately. We'll see how things go, but opening up this game, not so good. 2-0 Lancers. Penguins on defense now at the top of the key. Ryan Trammell is working the massive D. And speaking of D, there's DeMarco down low. Rusin has it with 12 seconds on the shot clock. A long 3-ball goes off by Robert Rose. He misses it. And just welcoming you to the broadcast now who are listening abroad as we have just become connected across all corners of the universe. So says my colorful color man, Jet Jackson. Stuart Horn with you, folks. Just a couple of minutes late on this broadcast as it was beaming from one satellite to the other. And, of course, as most of you know, the space shuttle took off today and interrupted our feed slightly from satellite to satellite. So Jet got all of that straightened out. Now the quick up and under, and the Penguins pick up the rebound. That was DeMarco with the rebound after the quick up and up from the Lancers did not work. With a minute and a half to go, 360 spin move outside to Trammell down low. Oh, Ryan Trammell buries the deuce from the baseline on the left side. It's two apiece, fans. We're only a minute and a half into the game. For those of you who've just joined us, very nice to have you alongside Lancer fans listening worldwide, alumni, everybody out there. And Ryan Trammell now with a big rebound after the two-point attempt from Robert Rose goes off and does not connect. Trammell with another tremendous rebound. Oh, Adrian Valderrama with a nice move. He goes down low to DeMarco. DeMarco in the paint. Gets one block. Gets his own rebound. Kick out to Ari. Ari drives in the key. Ari right side. Too much off the rim. It's two up, fans, and the rebound is taken by Davey Hopkins, the 6'5" sophomore. Hopkins brings it up and dumps it off to Cram. Over to the right side now is Rose. Rose has got all day all over. He goes back to the top to Hopkins. They reset things. Now they get it down low, but DeMarco's not going to let him in. Back, right, left, right is Robert Rose. He goes up for two. No, and stolen away is DeMarco again, having a great game so far. We're only 2.5 minutes into the game. Here's Ari with the jumper from the right side, high off the glass. Too much glass. Ari misses 0 for 3 for Ivan Tosh with 17-17 to go. Oh, and stolen away again by DeMarco. God, that's got to be his third or fourth steal already by DeMarco. Beautiful job. Now the Penguin zigzag style. Ari off the glass, misses it. DeMarco with the rebound. Gets it up. Oh, and it's in and out. DeMarco comes back down, and it's a jump ball. And it's going to go the way of the Penguins on the jumper with a possession arrow pointing the direction of the Penguins. Apologizing to you fans for the late start. Jet and I were here. But as mentioned, we had some interruptions with the space shuttle, and NASA would not allow our broadcast to beam until exactly 7:32 p.m. because they didn't want to interrupt anything to do with the space shuttle launching. But I'm happy to report the shuttle got off the ground and is safely in orbit, as is our broadcast. And now the long three ball from out there at about 24 feet. By Robert Rose, and that one goes down, and that's a three-pointer, and it's 5-2. The Penguins are trailing. Now out on the right side is Adrian Valderrama. He comes down low, oh, with a great bounce pass to Ryan Trammell, beautifully under the hoop. 5-4, DU trailing, 16:23 to go. Don't forget at our halftime extravaganza, as usual, will feature my partner Jed Jackson with all of the statistics. Halftime extravaganza coming up in 16-12. And Ari steals one away. And the Penguins are playing some great defense. Here's Alde Ray. Three ball on the way. Left side. Oh! Ray Harris knocks down a big three. And the Penguins get the lead for the first time. 7-5. Is everything going okay over there, Jed Jackson?
We're still connecting over here, Stu. It's being a little slow, but we're going to be catching up.
All right. What is it saying to us?
Error disconnected.
Oh, that's not good.
Sir.
You have to shut down the resident computer back home.
Right.
If that's not shut down, we can't get going. 7-5 to go. That space shuttle's in the way again. And now the Penguins zigzag it down. Ray Chavis hits Ryan Trammell down low. And the Penguins pick up the point. And now a timeout has been called by head coach Brett Tavani. And we'll take a timeout here on radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, I think we've got it now. For those of you just tuning in, we apologize for the late start, getting on the air 9 minutes late. Thanks to NASA and the liftoff of the shuttle today, NASA would not allow our broadcast to beam from satellite to satellite just for a few moments as the space shuttle Endeavour cruised between those two satellites, Jet. What's no levels?
It's not jumping over here. See, I'm getting no levels. Now I am. Jet Jackson coming to you live from radio.dominican.edu.
Check, check, one, one. You got levels?
Radio.dominican.edu.
No, there's no levels.
No levels whatsoever.
As Chavez takes the shot now, with a little bit of a late start, fans welcoming all of the Penguin fans listening worldwide, apologizing for the final time tonight for our late start, but we are going to take you the entirety of tonight's game against the Lancers from Cal Baptist as this one's thrown against the leg of Adam Chavez and kicked out of play. By the way, Jet, our referees for tonight's game from the NAIA, Nick Haberlack, Alan Pierce, and Doug McClain. Those guys are in the house, and they are officiating tonight's proceedings. As the Penguins take on the Lancers, welcoming the Lancers from Cal Baptist into the house. 15-12, early in this game. We're about a little over 13 minutes to go in the first half. Ryan Trammell on defense. The turnaround jumper goes down pretty nicely from Mark Rusin, the 6'7" senior out of Yorba Linda. 15-14, the Penguins are on top. It's been back and forth. Last time these two teams met, the Penguins fell by 8. But it was much closer than that as Ray Chavez fires a baseball pass underneath looking for Ryan Trammell, but it's thrown into the hands of Omar Cram, the point guard. And there is a travel called against Cram. So the Penguins get the ball in the unforced error coming in for the Lancers. Number 11 is Chris Corso, a 5'8" sophomore out of Encinitas. And Mark Lewis has entered the game for the Penguins. 15-14 DU. Halftime extravaganza coming up with my partner Jet Jackson and all of the statistics. Here's Ari, who just nailed a big three, who tries for a long two ball top of the key, can't get it, but Adam Chavez comes down with the rebound, and this one ends up in the fifth row of the grandstands as Chavez came down with it and threw it away. 15-14, 12:28 to go. Just getting this broadcast underway. We did start a couple of minutes late, fans. So nobody out there in Penguin Land getting nervous. This broadcast did start a couple of minutes late. We appreciate the patience. Oh, man, a long two ball by Nadal Tartier, the 6-foot junior from Escondido. He was top of the key straight away, about 2 feet to the right of the center line, straight away at the top of the key. And he nails a long two ball. Here's Lewis with the big, long, long-legged, long strides to that layup. He went up and under from the right side and let it go left side and had the right-handed layup go in the left side. 17 up, fans. We're coming up on 11 and a half minutes to go in the first half on radio.dominican.edu. Oh, Adam Chavez ends up falling on top of his guy. Mark Rusin faked, head faked Chavez so badly that Chavez came down and almost landed on Rusin's neck. It's 17 up. Lewis now, the low bounce pass right side to Ari. Straight away to Adam, goes between the circles. Chavez on the way, three ball, missed it. Down with it, Brewer. Good box out move there by the Lancers. Bringing it up now is Corso. Left side, he drifts to the right, takes it to distance, hits the bottom of the backboard. Taken back down now by Valderrama, who brings it across the circles. Valderrama now goes coast to coast, softly, too much off the rim. Chavez off the glass. Oh! Chavez gets it to fall after he hit the deck. 19-17, a great move there by the junior Adam Chavez with 10:52 to go, Jet.
Yes, sir. Adam Chavez has a great deal of athleticism at being able to get to the rim and able to score into those tough situations, Stu. He's such an athlete for our Dominican Penguins.
And CalPAC Player of the Year last year was Chavez, and he just showed why with that brilliant play. Over to the right side now is Lewis in the corner, and Lewis walked with it as soon as he got it off the toss from Ivan Taj. Here comes Xavier Muldrow in place of Adrian Valderrama. Muldrow wears 34. That's Adam Chavez's old number, but Chavez turned it number 21 this year. Yes. And Muldrow got his old number.
Yeah, Adam said the reason why he wore 34 last year was because the jersey 21 was too small.
All right.
It was too small. 21 is his true number, so he decides he's going to stick with that one. But I guess, you know, he said it's pretty much this year he doesn't care. He's just trying to play hard ball. He doesn't really care how he looks out there on the court.
Inbounds from the long end is Chris Corso, the 5'8" sophomore. He brings it up with Muldrow plastered to him. This freshman is Muldrow, playing some massive defense, upperclassman-style defense. Now the up and under, and the Lancers work it back outside. 17 on the shot clock. Here's Corso, right edge. Corso now drifts to the middle with Muldrow on him. He flips it right side to Tartier. Now the big long two ball goes off by Drew Smith, the 6'7" sophomore. It does not go. Penguins down with it. Lewis brings it up the left side across the timeline. Penguins up by two, 19-17. Here's Chavis thinking three ball between the circles. Chavis straight away. Kick back out to Muldrow. Muldrow now goes off the left elbow. Back to Lewis now out on the wing. Top of the key between the circles is Chavis. Left side, Lewis. Lewis now with a couple bounces, 12 on the shot. Goes 360 up and under, and he walks. And he went 360 there, Jet.
Yes, sir. He tried to show a little bit of offensive prowess there, show a little bit of magic on the play, but didn't quite get it to go through. The ref wasn't having it. Seemed like they're going to go ahead and get him for the travel. I don't know about that, Stu.
Yeah, boy, that was a close call. Sometimes they let him get away with that, but not that time. 19-17. Muldrow with a full court heat up against Corso, but only one Penguin in the backcourt. 9.5 to go, fans. The Lancers are working the wheel now, just flipping it outside. They've got two guys between the circles. They're completely out of sorts, but now they straighten things out, and now there's a foul called against Mark Lewis. And that was on ball as Nadel Tartier had the ball. He was working it in the right corner. Lewis accosted him pretty heavily, and that's a third team foul committed by the Penguins. The Lancers haven't committed any. Right in front of us now is Corso. He brings it in. He heaves it across the court away from us. Jet and I are up on the eastern wall, high atop the area of play. Now a two ball goes up from the left baseline, attempted by Omar Kraham. It does not go, and Chris DeMarco came down with it. And DeMarco not only got it, but he was also the recipient of a foul. Three fouls for the Penguins. One foul committed by the Lancers so far, Jet.
Yes, sir. DeMarco's a great player. He's such a banger inside for the Penguins. He's able to get in the paint and also usually has a good time drawing fouls. I mean, they will take those hits and put up the points.
Here's Lewis, three ball on the way from the left wing. Doesn't haul it in, or he doesn't make it. Davey Hopkins for the Lancers does haul it in. He passes it off to Corso, the point guard, who brings it up. Corso, no, goes up against DeMarco, and there's no way he's getting around Chris. 19-17 Penguins. We're coming up on 8.5, fans. Now the fadeaway jumper by Roussin doesn't go. It goes in. It ends up in the hands of one of the Penguin cheerleaders. And as you might imagine, the Penguin cheerleaders are not in the area of play. They're just outside of the area of play, Jack.
No, sir. I don't think they're playing this game, Steve.
No.
Maybe next game.
No, they're off in the end zone. 19-17, 8:39 to go, fans, as the clock has stopped. Coming back into the game, Michael Brewer re-enters in place of Drew Smith. Brewer has Smith by 1 inch. And very quickly, the Lancers bring the ball in right under the hoop, and the Penguins are able to keep them from scoring. And the foul is called by Nadal Tartier. That's a second team foul now. The Lancers are catching up to the Penguins, Jet.
Yes, sir. Ari Ivintosh was able to take a good charge right there and draw the foul. He's such a great player. He's a very well-minded basketball guy, Stu.
Speaking of well-minded, Xavier Muldrow brought the ball up on the right wing with a low bounce pass, and he found DeMarco all alone under the hoop. I mean, there was nobody anywhere near him, and DeMarco laid it in there from the right side on the baseline just so smoothly, Jet. Boy, that was sweet. 21-17.
Yes, sir. DeMarco is such a beast, and I'm telling you, if you're a beast too, if you run your sport, if you run your block in terms of who's running it, in terms of who's the boss when it comes to whatever sports you play, you should hit up TNB Sports. They've been a proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics since 1946. TNB Sports. I know after a hard game of sports, I keep beating it to the ground, Stu, but you got to go see the guys over there at Puentes Taqueria. Puentes Taqueria, the best burritos in town, located in the Montecito Plaza here in San Rafael, the beautiful Marin County area. Great food, Stu.
Agreed, Jet Jackson. Jet Jackson, Stuart Horn with you. It is currently 7:51, it looks like, Jet, on the West Coast, Friday the 14th of November, 2008. We are at Dominican University of California in San Rafael, California, the good old U.S. of A. We're back underway, fans, after the timeout, 8:10 to go. The clock rolls, and the Penguins are on defense. There's 19 on the shot clock. Here's Corso. He kicks it out right side to Brewer. Brewer goes up against Trammell, nothing. Turn around, Davey Hopkins. He has to go top of the key. Robert Rose has got it. Penguins on big-time defense. Oh, thinking about it. Here goes Brewer from the left elbow. Deep. It's down with it. Muldrow with a rebound. Whoop, Muldrow with a great pass up the court to Oh, brother, Muldrow powers the two ball from straight away after he found DeMarco jet right under the hoop. And DeMarco fired it right back to Xavier at the top of the key straight away. Xavier very slowly, very methodically had all the time in the world and was able to find the bucket with a perfect swish, give the Penguins two more. So in the last two plays, Jet, it's been all Muldrow, one with the assist and one with the very long two ball.
Yes, sir. He is a true freshman. Xavier Muldrow coming up from Riverside was a strong contributor, a big role player. Big star, actually, on his high school squad down there in Riverside, California. He's recruited by Coach Tavani, and he's come up and done such a great job getting to see a lot of PT, a lot more than you see from a lot of freshmen for our Dominican basketball team.
Well, you and I have seen Muldrow now the last two or three games, and he is an outstanding player, really an excellent player, freshman or otherwise. And now this one's laid in very softly by Robert Rose from the left side as the Penguins' defense just sort of broke down under the hoop. So now, let's see, Adrian brings it up, picks up a screen from Ryan. Here's a three ball by Ari on the way. Oh, Ivan Tosh, his second tray ball, 26-19. We're inside a 7 minutes span, and Ivan Tosh all of a sudden looks like the Ari of old. He went two full games where he couldn't get it together. But so far tonight, after the first couple of shots, in fact, he missed the first three shots on goal tonight. Now he seems to be firing on all cylinders. Here's a long three ball by Hopkins on the way. No, taken down by Ray Chavez. 6:25 to go. And here's Adrian Valderrama, brings it up to DeMarco. Oh, he almost lost it. I can't believe it wasn't called a travel, and now it is called a travel. And for the Penguins, Jet, is T.J. Schultz. T.J. Schultz is coming in, the 6'6" junior out of Modesto, and we've heard a lot about him.
Yes, sir. T.J. Schultz, such a great player coming from Modesto, California. Was not able to play in the first few games of the season due to ineligibility and paperwork mistakes here at Dominican University. But now he's available. He's a big man. He's going to be such a good help for our school and our squad in terms of our big guys.
Schultz now wears 33. And Schultz stands in. Oh, and it's called a defensive foul committed by Ray Chavez. He got in the way of Mark Roussin, and Roussin came barreling down the lane and slammed into little old Ray. Now, Ray Chavez is not that little a guy, but Roussin at 6'7 and 220 pounds, a senior out of Yorba Linda, slammed into Ray, and Ray so not only hit the deck, but he was also the recipient of the foul, the fourth team foul committed by the Penguins, two committed by the Lancers. Roussin to the line now, off to our right on the way, and that one's perfect. A very smooth free throw stroke, and that one goes down. Ari Ivantosh heads out, Adam Chavez in his place, as Michael Brewer goes back to the bench, and it looks like Cram has re-entered the game. 6 minutes to go exactly. The second one's missed. It's taken down by DeMarco. And all of the Lancers retreat then to the southern end of the floor, off to our left. The Penguins attacking that southern hoop. DeMarco on the left wing. 5:47 to go. 26-20. The Penguins on top. Adam Chavez has it with 20 on the shot clock. He drifts over to the right. Hands it off to Adrian. Adrian pulls up. Throws it to DeMarco, who looked up on it. And it was stolen away then by Robert Rose. Back down to the other end in quick transition. Softly down low, and the Penguins knock it out. Schultz knocks it away from the intended recipient. That was Drew Smith. Smith dove for it. Schultz was all over him. 26-20 with 5:28 to go.
Yes, sir. T.J. Schultz getting his first fresh minutes here as a Dominican Penguin, showing some good athleticism.
Cram brings it. Oh, almost a backcourt penalty. Ray is right there in case he slipped, but he didn't. Omar Cram now has the ball out on the right wing. He gives it off to Rose. Now the long three ball and the bent wrist goes by Omar Cram from the right wing there, Jed, and that was a sweet shot.
Yes, sir, it was a sweet shot, and the Penguins seem to be playing a little better defense earlier in this first half of the game, but now it seems that Cal Baptist has crawled back into it. They're getting closest in 3 points, and I don't know if I'm liking this too much, Stu.
5:09 to go. 26-23. Penguins are playing nicely tonight. They're playing beautifully defensively, and they're playing they have their shooting shoes on tonight, and I like to see that. We're inside of 5 minutes. And if the Penguins could get past the Lancers, it's not going to be an easy thing to do, but an off-ball penalty is called, an off-ball foul, I should say, is called on Schultz. 26-23, inside of 5 minutes to go, fans. And after Adam Chavez pulled up, buckled, nailed what would have been a long two ball.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't go down. And now under the hoop is DeMarco. DeMarco was slammed into by Omar Cram. No foul. DeMarco let out a big ugh. And Cram buries the deuce, so the rest of the fans let out a big ugh. Oh, and there's Adam Chavez from the right side. Chavez spins one off the glass. It drops, and he's fouled. So he'll get to go to the line. And in place of Ray Chavez now, Ari Ivintosh re-enters the game. Penguins by three, and Chavez to the line.
Yes, sir. That's what makes Adam Chavez such a beast. He's able to get in there, beat the slasher, score the points, and go ahead and pick up the foul. Now, as long as Adam is able to make these free throws, we should be going ahead and looking in good shape here, Stu. He has had trouble with free throws in the past so far this season.
Adam Chavez to the line, and the referee's making him tuck that shirt in, and I like to see that. I like to see the Penguins not only well-dressed, but have everything tucked in the way it's supposed to be. Penguins by three. Chavez to make it four, should he knock this one down from the line on the way perfectly. And Adam dumped that in. Like the CalPAC Player of the Year. You might expect the CalPAC Player of the Year to have a stroke just like that one was. Sometimes Chavez struggles with the freebies. Not so far tonight. 4:19 to go, fans. Penguins by four. Baptist on offense. They're over to the right side now. Driving in is Cram from the right side. He buries a deuce again. He goes up and under. From the right baseline, he brought it in left side. Coming up on 4 minutes. Penguins by two. DeMarco. He's got it on the left elbow. DeMarco now with a stutter step, not wearing any socks. Schultz on the way deep. Hauled down by Hopkins. Hopkins pulls it down. Kickoff right side, Cram. Cram with a jumper from the right elbow. Short. DeMarco rebounds. Gives it off to Adrian. Quick transition. Oh, over to Schultz. He muffs it. Schultz comes up with it. Back over to Chavez. Chavez has got it. Tim Collins, the coach for Baptist, is up with it. He's screaming at the referees. Long three ball by Chavez. No. It's hauled in now by Rusin. 3.5 to go, fans. Penguins by two, first half action. Just the one game tonight, Jet. No women, just the men.
Yes,
tomorrow
sir.
Night, too. 7:30 tip-off tomorrow night. Now outside on the right wing is Rusin. Oh, Rusin throws it away. Schultz falls on it. It looks like it's a jump ball, and it's going to go the way of Baptist, Jet.
Yes, sir. Baptist has done a pretty decent job being able to get over here and score. The Penguins have had the opportunity to hold them off a few times. We are playing a crisp defensive game, but it seems to be pretty equal as of now between the Penguins and Cal Baptist Lancers.
3:13 to go, fans. Adrian Valderrama brings it across the timeline on the left side. Now he drifts over to the right, turns around, flips it back over to DeMarco. DeMarco back over to Valderrama, kick out right side. Ari thinks three with a head fake. Oh, he got a low bounce pass underneath to DeMarco. And DeMarco, amid a flurry of Lancers, is able to get it up and in there. 2:51 to go, Jet. Great play. 31-27 to go, fans. Now right across the middle is Corso. He goes 360 right on the Insignia over to the right side. Now Robert Rose being guarded by Adam Chavez. He flips it back over to Hopkins. Now left side is Drew Smith. Brings it back over to the right. The Penguins are playing some massive defense tonight. 11 seconds on the shot clock. Oh, the Penguins got out of step. Long three ball on the way. Drew Smith missed it. Adam Chavez with a rebound. 2:23 to go. Left side, Valderrama. Here's a give and go. Oh, Ryan Trammell missed it on the alley-oop. It was the alley, and it was no oop. 31-27. 2:12 to go in the first half. And now here's this softy off the glass by the Lancers, pulled down by Ryan Trammell. Boy, that last play, Jet, was so sweet, and Ryan just missed it short.
Yes, sir. We would have saw some fireworks on that one, Stu, but didn't quite get it done.
2 minutes to go, and now Adam Chavez finds DeMarco underneath. As DeMarco goes up for it, one of the Lancers landed on his neck, and DeMarco's going to go to the line.
There we go, Stu.
Can you hear yourself?
Yes, sir.
All right, 31-27. Can you hear me okay, Jet?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I'm telling you, that spaceship messed us all up today, Stu.
I know. Well, it got right between the two satellites up there. It was on its way up into orbit. So shout out to the guys on the space shuttle because I know they're listening. Here's DeMarco on the way, and that one's perfect. We are broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond.
from San Fran to Japan, right, Stu?
From the Yukon to the Euphrates, Jet.
I'm telling you, we're doing it big down here on radio.dominican.edu. But Chris DeMarco has so far this season been pretty good about making his free throws. Such a good all-around player in for your Dominican Penguins. He has made, I mean, a great difference so far this season as his involvement in this team continues to grow, Stu.
DeMarco cans the second one, just as Jet was talking about. A great addition to the team DeMarco's been. The Penguins by 6, 33-27. We are coming up on halftime, and don't forget, fans, our halftime extravaganza features my partner, Jet Jackson, with all the statistics from the first half. 33-27, 1:35 to go. Here's the up and under with a nice buckling move by Omar Crayham, the 6'1" senior out of Modesto. And he crayhamed that one right into the bottom of the hoop, Jet. Now Xavier Muldrow with some great footwork. Oh, man, he's got the footwork of a veteran, and he's only a freshman. Now the Penguins find DeMarco down low again. And, man, oh, man, just when they think they've got the big man covered in Ryan Trammell, DeMarco steps up and hammers one home from just softly from right in the crease. 1:04 to go. 35-29. DU on top. 1 minute to go, fans. And now an off-ball penalty finds Chris DeMarco on the floor sliding backward. And the referee is yelling at somebody. And he was trying to pull down one of the Lancers. And it was called against DeMarco. That's the double dip, Jet, with 16 fouls committed by the Penguins. 5 by the Lancers.
Yes, sir. These referees are not letting anything slide by smooth this tonight, Stu. It seems like they're being a little nitpicking on every which call, you know, trying to run a crisp and clean basketball game here.
Well, DeMarco did get pretty physical there.
True, true. But,
I hate to see a foul called against him. Uh-oh, and now Muldrow's getting rung up. Xavier Muldrow, fans, his first foul, I believe that's his first tonight, Jed. I'm not positive. It might be his second. How many on Muldrow? Nobody's answering me, Jed. It's as if they don't even hear me up here.
I believe
here.
That is his first on this, too.
35-29, 54 seconds to go. Omar Crayham on the way.
Yes, sir. This is the quietest we have seen the student section in a while, though, Stu. It's a little quiet tonight in the icebox, considering we are playing the number 3 team in the Cal Pac Conference in terms of Cal Baptist. They are a good squad, one of our rivals here.
Well, you're close. They are 3-0, and they are in the NAI. However, they play in Division 1.
That's right, number 5 in Division 1.
Penguins are number 21 in Division 2. So Cal Baptist isn't actually one of our true rivals. However, it is a good matchup, and they are from the NAIA, so they're pretty close to being one of our rivals. And it's always nice to match up against a team that on paper is better than you. And last time the Penguins barely lost to them. Tonight, the Penguins leading by 4 as we come close to the halfway mark as Adam Chavis drives in left side on the baseline and lays in an easy layup. It looked easy. Of course, I don't think it was. 30 seconds to go. The Penguins by 6 and bringing it up now is Omar Crayham. Crayham is going to try and set this thing up. The shot clock is off, Jet, with 20 seconds to go. 6-point lead for the Penguins. And the Lancers are going to want to try and get that last shot off before the half, before both teams retire to the clubhouse. Cram's got it up against Ari Ivantosh. Ivantosh plays with the hose very high, and Ivantosh forces Cram to walk with it.
I'm telling you, those James Worthy socks come into place, too. Ari Ivantosh is just getting the power.
Like an optical illusion, Jet. 7 seconds to go.
Yes, sir.
37-31. Penguins have it. Clock rolls. Ari, right side, 5. Ari brings it in, 4. Ari on the way, 2. With the putback, 1. No, and there's the buzzer. And at the end of the first half, fans, the Penguins 37, the Lancers 31. Man, that was a quick half of basketball, Jet. A total of 36 minutes it took them to play 20 minutes of basketball.
I'm telling you, Stu, it was quite a heavy half in terms of it was going back and forth real quick basketball. That's how I like to watch them, though, Stu. Nonstop action is the way I like it, and I'm telling you, this Cal Baptist team is supposed to be better than us on paper, but the scoreboard doesn't say so. It says Dominican's up 37-31. That's the way I'm liking it so far here in the Collins Center. We're always reminding you here on our broadcast at radio.dominican.edu. If you're in town, if you're from Southern California traveling over Cal Baptist, or you're just a close friend or a long-time friend of Dominican sports and athletics, you should go ahead and stay at the Embassy Suites. The Embassy Suites is a fan of Dominican athletics just like you. And they're the only MMC Suites in this area of Marin County in San Rafael. Great place, real nice indoor pool. We all do use like to work out and swim a little bit. Also, we're reminding you, if you need some money taken care of, some money handled or anything, you should jump on the Stagecoach, hit Wells Fargo. It's free checking with direct deposit for Dominican students. Wells Fargo is a proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics and has been. Also, we always remind you guys, for your audio, visual, rental, sales, and installation needs, for over 40 years, Corporate Media AV Rentals has been doing it here in Marin County and for Dominican University. So CMS, Corporate Media AV and Rentals, you should hit them up. Also, I always remind you, Puente's Taqueria. You like a good burrito? I love a good burrito. It's the best in town.
Jets.
Why? Because they said so. Puente's Taqueria, it will put you to sleep, it will knock you out, and it will make you smile.
All in a good way, though.
All in a great way. And I'm telling you, once you've had a Puente's, you have not had a burrito till you have had a Puente's burrito. And I'm saying that's the truth. The gospel truth, Stu.
All right. I know you speak the truth, Jet.
Yes, sir.
I've never known you to lie. And yes. In the case of burritos, you're even less likely to lie. As the Penguin cheerleaders have taken the floor, we're going to take a quick timeout, fans. Jet will be back in just a few minutes with a halftime extravaganza and all of the stats. This broadcast is being brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California, and our head coach is Melba Beals. You're listening to Penguin Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, the CalPAC Champion Penguins Radio. Dominican.edu. Jed and I will be back in a few minutes with a halftime extravaganza. Please stay tuned.
Fargo Bank is a proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics. Also, Sobel Communications. Sobel Communications roots for the black and gold. Sobel Communications, you can hit them up on their websites at SobelCommunications.com. Here in Marin County, a lot of great sponsors. And Stuart Horn is the big man, always here with me. Stuart, you are Yoda, and I am. Who would I be if you're Yoda, Stu?
You're Luke Skywalker,
Luke,
aren't
Skywalker,
you?
Yes, sir. And we're coming in doing our best here. We also apologize for the technical difficulties going on earlier in this broadcast. Seems like that spaceship went between those two satellites and messed us up, Stu. They got to let us know before launch time.
Well, you know, sometimes they don't remember to call us from NASA.
True.
But we're happy to report the space shuttle is safely flying in orbit, though on the way up it did interfere with the broadcast between the two satellites. We got off to about a 5-minute start, a little bit late, though Jet and I were here an hour ahead of time, as we always are, getting set up, going through our pregame notes. We like to have a pregame production meeting and so forth. So we were all set, and then at the last second the satellite interruption occurred. But we are ready to bring you the second half of tonight's game in its entirety as the Penguins welcome the Lancers from Cal Baptist University in the house. Jet Jackson is alongside. This is Stuart Horn. 37-31 at the end of the first half. The Penguins are back out on the floor, and we are about ready to get this second half of this game underway, Jet.
Yes, sir. So far, the Dominican Penguins are leading, and they played a pretty decent game so far. We've seen Ari Ivintosh step up big, and he hasn't been able to step up before in his few first games of the season. But he has come through in this game. Ray Chavis having a great game. Ryan Trammell having a great game. Chris DeMarco always having a great game, coming in with 11 points. So in this first half, I'm not mad, Stu. We're doing pretty good.
No,
I'm liking it.
Everybody's playing great. The only guy that was soft in the first couple of games was Ari Ivintosh, and he's on fire right now, both offensively and defensively, fans. The Penguins off to our left now. They're going to be moving toward the northern hoop. That's off to our right. As you might imagine, both teams switch sides, and Cal Baptist is going to bring it in, and they do so, and they are moving to our left. So the Penguins will be going from the Q to the P on your computer keyboard. Jet Jackson and I are in place, and the clock rolls. We are underway with the second half of tonight's action in this men's only affair tonight. And on offense are Cal Baptist. Omar Crayham's got it. He goes up with it. And before he gets a shot off, Chris DeMarco steals it away from him. So DeMarco starts off right where he left off in the first half. 19.5 to go, 37-31. Here goes Ray Chavis with a three ball on the way. Alistair Flagg came up out of his chair. He was so excited about the possibility of that one falling, but it was very short. 37-31 with 19-17 to go. Here is Robert Rose. He's got the ball out on the left edge now. Now they work it down low to Michael Brewer within the key. Brewer goes up. He is blocked by Ryan Trammell. And Tavani with the palms to the ceiling. Yeah, and Tavani can't believe it, nor can I, Jet, because it looked to me like Ryan had a flat-footed block of all ball. But Brewer heads to the line.
That was clean, Stu. I do not agree with that call. I don't know, the ref must have missed one on that. He probably has to clean off his glasses a little bit, but...
You know, Tavani usually doesn't argue unless it's a legit.
No doubt. I mean, most coaches are like that. Usually they step up. They don't usually step up and have much to yell about unless they feel they've been wronged, and that was definitely a wrong call on that one, Stu.
Brewer knocks down both of them. The Penguins on offense now. Here's Ari, left side, over to Ray, thinking three ball with some nice balance. Ray for a long two ball from the corner. And that one's good, 39-33, DU on top, second half action, 18:49 to go. Cal Baptist now working the wheel on the outside, driving in is Crayham against Ray. Now he flips it back outside to Rusin. Rusin backs up against DeMarco. Off-ball penalty, and it was called against Rusin. No, check it. It was off ball against Brewer. Rusin was holding the ball. 39-33. 18:37 to go as the clock rolls. Penguins by six. Valderrama up with it. DeMarco now between the circles at the top of the key. DeMarco flips it off to Ray, then back to Adrian with 22 on the shot clock. Adrian now bounces with the right hand, now left, now right, and he calls out the play over to Ari. Ari's got the buzz cut over to Adrian, now with 13 on the shot clock. Here's the top of the key with a good head fake as Ray Chavis, and finally it's swiped away. The Penguins just goofed around with it too long, 3-on-2, and Cal Baptist is going to slow things down and let both teams get down there. Here's a long three ball with all kinds of time. Rustin, he does not make it. It's deep, but the putback after the Penguins couldn't box out is Robert Rose with a two ball from within the key, 39-35. Penguins on top by four, 17:51 to go. Valderrama now brings it up. Let's see if Valderrama can call out a better play than he did last time with 17:45 to go. Here's Ray, now Adrian, top of the key. Flips it off to Ari, down low, DeMarco, baseline. DeMarco works it back outside. Chavis on the way, three ball. Oh, in and out. Put back Trammell with perfect timing, and Ryan found the bottom of the bucket.
Yes, sir. Good job of cleaning up the mess from Ryan Trammell. He's such a great player. He's really coming to his own so far this season with your Penguins, too.
Yeah, Trammell is just so reliable down low, 41-35. Now with the spinning 360 jumpers, Crayham, but he hit the bottom of the bucket on the way up, but not without a whistle, and it's a foul called against Ryan Trammell.
That is another foul called against Trammell. That was not, I would not necessarily agree with that, Stu. That was ridiculous. His feet were planted, his hands were up, did not come within contact with the player. Was totally in the clear, and Coach Tavani is not happy about that.
Adam Chavis is getting ready to enter the game, and it's probably going to be in place of Trammell after this one goes. The first one is missed by Crayham, and the Penguins with a gift, and Adam Chavis does come in to replace Ryan because Trammell has to go back to the bench after three personal fouls committed by Trammell. So Coach Tavani is going to want to save him for coming down the home stretch. The second one by Crayham goes. Cram at, let's see, he's a 6'1" senior out of Modesto there in the Valley. And with 7:15 to go, the Penguins lead by 5 now after Cram got 1 of 2 to go. Here is Adam Chavis, who works the right corner. The good head fake by Ari. Outside, Adrian thinking about it. The Penguins with all kinds of good looks. They work it outside to Ray, who missed it, but the putback by DeMarco for 2.
Yes, sir. Another great play by Chris DeMarco. And DeMarco is such a great athlete down there for our Dominican Penguins. Adam Chavis told me himself that DeMarco is our inside banger. He's a big man, and he's able to get in there and get it done. Yeah, but so far in this game, we have a lot of refs that are nitpicking a little bit, Stu, on these calls. I don't necessarily agree with it. You know, they're playing. I think they should just let our guys play ball so far. But, you know, we're not the refs. We just call the games, and we call them like we see them. But also, we're reminding you guys, since we are calling these games, and we got the power, we got the mics, we're reminding you, we're going to force a little power on you right now and tell you to hit up Puente's Taqueria. And, you know, before you hit up Puente's Taqueria, you better stop by Wells Fargo and make that withdrawal. Go ahead and get it done here. Wells Fargo, free checking and direct deposit for Dominican students, both are proud sponsors of Dominican Athletics.
43-36, man. 16:56. Jed Jackson, Stuart Horn, your DU broadcasters for tonight's proceedings. And Jet and I will be with you the rest of this season. your DU broadcasters for all of the DU basketball games, men and women, right here from the Conlin Center. Every basketball game from the Conlin Center will be brought to you live on radio.dominican.edu by my partner Jed Jackson and myself.
Yes, sir.
16:56 to go, fans. That's the end of the timeout, Jet, and here we go. Clock rolls. Whistles go. 43-36 DU on top. Cal Baptist got past the Penguins last time when the Penguins were down south playing Cal Baptist. And the Lancers in the house tonight. See if the Penguins can repay the favor. Now down low, stolen away by Adam Chavez. But back, oh boy, it's swiped back by Robert Rose. He goes long three ball. Rose, after Chavez knocked it loose, cans the tray ball. 43-39, 16 and a half to go. Here's Adrian over to Adam. Brings it across the timeline. Left side, Ray. Adam. Adam way out on the left wing. Chavez now goes between the legs. Softly back to Adrian. 16:20 to go, fans. 17 on the shot clock. Penguins working the clock rather nicely, actually, tonight. Lots of patience. Good defense, the Penguins. Here's Ari. Lancer's playing some pretty heavy D now as Adrian works his way in. He throws it right through the fingertips of Adam Chavez. And luckily for Chavez, Mark Rusin muffed it out of bounds, Jet.
Yes, sir. Chavez having the hot hands right there in all the wrong way. He's sitting there, muffled that ball a little bit, didn't quite get the right handle on it. But Chavez is the first one to call it on himself. He's telling his teammates, my bad. But so far, the Penguins have done so good. They've been able to move the ball up the court real well. Adrian Valderrama coming into his own here as a senior. It's my boy from San Jose. He does a pretty good job here. But also, seems like the coaches and the refs are having a little disagreement here, Stu. But we're back with the play.
And Tavani is talking the ear off the ref as Ray Chavez on the shot clock goes for a great, big, long three ball from the left wing just as the shot clock sounded, but the ball had touched the rim. DeMarco was right there with the putback and was fouled on the way back up. DeMarco will go to the line, Jet, with 15:58 to go.
Yes, sir, and DeMarco has been shooting good free throws so far, Stu.
Oh, brother, you talked him into that one, Jet.
I talked too soon. Maybe next time I can't jinx the players, too.
First one missed by DeMarco.
Can't have any of those misses on me.
All right, so here's DeMarco with the second of two, and that one misses. So he misses two, and I don't remember DeMarco missing a pair so far this season. 15:52, that was sort of a golden opportunity for the mighty Penguins to get something going. And DeMarco really could have used those two. Actually, the team could have used the two. At DeMarco's disposal, 43-39, 15:42 to go as the Penguins created a foul there, and the foul is called against Adam Chavez. Second personal foul committed by Chavez. So Trammell over there on the bench with three. On the line is Mark Rusin. He pounds home the first one, 43-40 now. Penguins have created an opportunity for the Lancers as the second one goes down. I think Rusin's batting 1,000 from the line. 15:42 to go. The Penguins are up by only two now.
Right, right. Seems I've also got to mention, Stu, that the officials in this game don't seem to be taking it too easy. They got to kind of nitpicking every call here. We haven't seen our players in this much foul trouble so early.
Valderrama fires one over almost the length from the half-court line all the way to that. And he was on the left side all the way to the right corner. He found DeMarco as Tavani calls a timeout, but he did find DeMarco down there in the corner. DeMarco then was just mashed by a bunch of Lancers. I think there were six of them, Jet. I think one of the guys came in off the bench just to foul DeMarco.
I'm telling you, DeMarco, he's such a big guy, and he commands that type of respect on the defensive side of the ball. And when he's on the offense, I mean, if you leave him alone, he's going to score. And he's proven that so many times this year against great teams, against a number one ranked team in Oregon Tech. And DeMarco is just a great player coming from Wisconsin, finishing up his final year of eligibility with the Dominican Penguins. I'm telling you, spending your final year playing basketball, perhaps, Stu, says a lot about our program here, wanting to come and play for our Dominican Penguins, and we're glad to have him here. But so far in this half, it's 43-41. It seems like wherever we step forward, that Cal Baptist is stepping right behind us. They're keeping up. They're not going away, Stu, despite the great play from players such as Ivan Tosh, Ray Chavez, who seems to be knocking down some good threes, and your man Adam Chavez, the big Cal Pack player of the year last year. And this team happens to be showing some great prowess here. We showed a great prowess last week, and we seem to be showing some more again against these teams playing real crisp basketball. There hasn't been a lot of substitutions and a lot of changes up from Coach Tovani's point of view, so it seems to be going so well and so far here for the Dominican Penguins, Stu. Can't complain.
No, absolutely no complaints tonight. It's the best they've looked all season in my book, even though that game against SOU, the Penguins eked out 68-66 in their home opener.
Yes, sir.
They look, they just look light years better tonight than they did that night. And as I say that, DeMarco misses another. So now DeMarco has missed three free throws in a row. Let's see if he can get off the schneid and knock one down on the way. Perfect. There we go, DeMarco. Penguins by three, fans. The clock rolls. 15:29 to go in this one. We are in the second half of tonight's basketball game. This is just a men-only affair tonight. Women are on the road down south. Hope they're doing well. 44-41 with 15:15 to go.
Yes, sir. So far, the Dominican Penguins are playing pretty good defense, dude. Can't complain with them whatsoever. They've been putting it hard, and Adam Chavis is showing great prowess here as the Cal-Pat Player of the Year.
Chavis is in there down low with DeMarco, and it's thrown away after DeMarco and Chavis forced the issue. He came off the leg of Nick Johnson, and the Penguins will have the ball with exactly 15 minutes to go. Adam Chavis chases that ball out of the Conlon Center. It actually went through the doors and into the foyer, and it looked like it was about out in the parking lot. Chavis is finally back with it, and now we are back underway. 44-41. Playing, coming from the Conlon Center. Chavis has got it now. Chavis flips it over to Adrian. Now Ray's got it in the corner. Inside to Adam. Adam goes 360, flinging the elbows, turns around, jumper, and gets a whistle. And it's called against Chavis. That's his third.
Yes, sir. They go ahead and call it travel against Adam.
Oh, you're
Chavis.
Right. I thought it was going to be a foul, but actually it's just a moving violation. 14:45 to go.
They're not letting this team get away with much of those today, Stu. I'm saying this is probably the toughest officiating crew we've had so far this season.
And that first half only took 35 minutes yet, so there was only one timeout called the entirety of the first half. Not a lot of fouls. There's only been three team fouls called in this against both teams. That is three apiece in the second half so far. We have 14:22 to go. And there's a travel called against Nick Johnson. So Johnson's been a part of the last two turnovers. And so the Penguins will be back on offense now.
Yes, sir. The tough officiating goes both ways.
Lewis has re-entered the game along with Valderrama, Adam Chavis, Ray Chavis, and Chris DeMarco for the Penguins. Here's Ray down low. DeMarco got it. DeMarco is fouled upon, or at least he threw the ball away. I thought he was hacked, but there was no whistle. 14 minutes exactly. 44-41. Driving in with a 360 spin move is Cram. And Cram scores the basket, and he gets a chance to go to the line to tie things up.
Yes, sir. Cram has accounted for a whole lot of Cal Baptist University's points so far. He had 15 in the first half, and he seems to be a role player again in the second half.
Mark Lewis committed the foul, fourth team foul committed by the Penguins. Check it. It was on Chavis, and that's his third. So a second ago I called Chavis his third, but it wasn't a foul. It was just a travel. Now Chavis has committed his third, and this one bounces around and bounces out. DeMarco down with it, and the Penguins maintain a one-point lead. 13:56 to go as Mark Lewis brings it up right side of the timeline. Now right in the middle is Valderrama. He fakes right, goes left to Ray. Ray heaves it across the court with a head fake now to Lewis and a whistle. And it's going to be Penguin ball. And the foul is called on Robert Rose, the 6'3" junior out of Sacto. Rose got jumped all over Lewis. 13:45 to go as Lewis brings the ball in. And now, they reset the shot clock, Jed. I don't think they should have. But nobody else has noticed it but me. Here's Adam Chavis now left side with a jumper. Chavis softly can't get it to fall. DeMarco gets tied up with Rose. Now down on the ground is Brewer. And Brewer, check it, that was Nick Johnson. And Johnson's call with a travel.
Yes, sir, that was probably the most physical we've seen this whole game go, Stu. I mean, it seems like this is pretty mild coming off of the last physical, I would say, boxing match between us and Oregon Tech.
All right, so now they've called for the shot clock to be reset. It is reset. Inbounds now from Lewis to DeMarco. Didn't mean to interrupt you there, Jed. Sorry about that. 13-23, and now Valderrama's got it at the top of the key. He's out there. Ray Chavez off to the left side. Up at the top of the key now is Adam, but Valderrama drives in, gives it off to Ray in the left corner on the elbow. Ray now into Adam. Zigzag style. Adam pulls up with the jumper on the way short. Boy, it's painfully short. Cram with a rebound. Cram now takes it the distance. He's going to slow things down. He's got Lewis plastered to him. Penguins by one inside of 13 minutes. Now Cram on the left wing. He goes back to the top of the key to Rose. Rose moves over to the right side, flips it back over to Johnson. Johnson between the circles with 19 on the shot. Cram has it, and it's tripped away by Chavez. Chavez dives for it, but the ball's loose only for an instant. Now driving baseline is Johnson, and he gets it to fall. 45-44, Penguins are trailing now for the first time in a long time. 12:33 to go. Over to the right side, Ray on the way, three ball. Oh, Chavez puts the Penguins back up by two. Inside of 12.5 to go. Boy, the Penguins were only down by a point, and that was only for about 10 seconds, Jed. 47-45, 12:20 to go, fans. Here's Johnson out on the right side. He's got Lewis on him. Adam Chavez hits the deck after being slammed into by Omar Cram. And we'll find out what the whistle is. Subs are coming in. Azari's back in place of Adam. And that one's called against Omar Cram. It's a second personal foul. Fifth team foul committed by the Penguins. Check it by the Lancers. Four by the Penguins. 47-45. 12-12 to go. Penguins bringing it up. Now Adrian and Lewis in the backcourt. Tavani does not have the big team in right now. He's got DeMarco and Ari in there as the two big men. Otherwise, he's got Ray, the three-point specialist. He's got Valderrama, who's great with the hand control. Oh, 360 spinner. Oh, DeMarco off the rim. Can't get it to fall from the baseline. Oh, man, he was only a foot away. Jed, he couldn't get it to go. It was tipped out by Drew Smith, and the Lancers are on offense. Here's Johnson. Johnson to Smith. Down low. Blocked by DeMarco with a masterful steal. 47-45. It was all ball on the way up. Drew was on his way up, and DeMarco stole it. 11.5 to go. 360 spin move. Mark Lewis from inside the key.
Yes, sir. Mark Lewis showing some athleticism there, being able to get in, dig out, and be out clean. Mark Lewis showing a little bit of Chris Paul action. I like it here from the Iron Man.
Brother, what a play that was, Jet. 49-45, fans. Oh, Lewis showing some stuff. Rusin goes three ball, nothing doing. Hauled down by Lewis. Now here comes Valderrama across the middle. He's going to slow it up. Here's Ari for three on the way. Oh, in and out. Ari could not get that thing to fall ever so slightly off to the right. Mark Rusin with the rebound. 10:51 to go. Now here's Cram. Cram hands it back off to Rose. Rose goes between the legs, and he gets past Ray Chavez on the way up. Oh, it tipped out and then tipped back in. 49-47, Jed.
Yes, sir. So far, these Penguins have played some good offense, good defense over here. Mark Lewis, the freshman, is flying all over the place. He's wearing a big 3-1.
Oh, brother. Now Ray goes three ball and hits it a little bit deep from the left corner after the Penguins worked it up nicely, zigzag style. They got a clean look for Ray as Cram goes in from the right side on an easy layup, goes and fouls his own man. No whistle when you foul your own guy. Drew Smith came down with it and then put it back. Score tied 49 apiece. We're coming up on 10 minutes exactly, fans. And now here's Adrian as he brings it up. Penguin fans are pretty quiet tonight, Jet.
Yes, sir. Not a whole lot of action from the icebox tonight, but usually our main rooters down there are the guys on the lacrosse team, and they're not showing up tonight. They got a birthday party to attend to, I guess, or something.
Here's
like
Adrian
that.
Between the circles now with 13 on the shot. Adrian goes 360. Kick out. Ari thinking three ball on the way. Ari's going to take it himself into the paint. All kind of whistles. Ball comes out off of number 34 is Drew Smith, a 6'7" sophomore, so we could be looking at Smith for the next couple of years. Of course, Cal Baptist, the Lancers, play in NAIA Division I, where they're currently 3-0 to start the season. Penguins are 2-2 in NAIA Division II. Penguins inbounds on the short side. Valderrama's got it between the circles. Five on the shot clock. Here's Smith, kick out. Adrian head fake on the way. Ari, oh, he missed it, but he got it to hit the rim before the buzzer. That's about the only good thing about that play. Penguins on defense. Scores tied at 49 apiece. 9.5 minutes to go, fans. Here's Mark Rusin. Rusin goes up and under and scores a deuce like, I cannot believe how he scored that thing, Jet. That was so athletic.
Yes, sir. A lot of athletes come from Cal Baptist. They've definitely been able to put the ball on the rim and force the tough situations and tough scores.
51-49, Penguins trailing. Adam Chavez getting ready to come back in with Xavier Muldrow. 9 minutes exactly. Here's Ari right side. Ooh, Ari almost walked with it. Lewis, three ball on the way. Missed it way right. Big time rebound by Roussin. Penguins have lost all the momentum. It's all sitting on Cal Baptist right now. Penguins led most of the way. In fact, they led the entirety of the first half. 51-49, 8:44 to go. Still plenty of time, though. No time to panic. Chris Corso's got it. He gets it outside to Frace. Alex, I think it's Alex. I'm not sure if it's Frace or Frosse, but there is a timeout called, and Hopkins ends up scoring the deuce. It's 53-49 as looks like Coach Giovanni has called the timeout. 8.5 to go, Jet. 53-49 on radio.dominican.edu.
Yes, sir. It's about time for Coach Giovanni to go ahead and call that timeout. It seemed like the Penguins were leading the majority of this game, staying quite ahead. Now they have fallen behind in terms of 53-49 in Cal Baptist University. Talking to the players before the game, it seemed they said that Cal Baptist was their main competition. It was a team they liked to play, who always is able to push them far and force the issue. I definitely got to say Cal Baptist is not living short. They have lived up to those expectations. They've done so good. Sorry for the technical difficulties here, ladies and gentlemen. Seems like I got a little something caught down there in the pipes, too, but it looks like Dominican is looking to crawl back in this. We definitely have the athletes, definitely have the power to do it. And I'm telling you, DeMarco had to check out right before we ended that, after that timeout. But DeMarco has been such a great role player. He's become an all-star in only a few games so far for the Dominican Penguins. 4 games, and he's already just become so much a part of this basketball team. It is ridiculous, Stu, how a guy can step in and just play that big of a role.
Now, loving DeMarco, loving Muldrow. 2 new faces on the team. Both guys are just absolutely superb players. And great Penguins, 53-49, 8:33 to go. Both teams are back out on the floor. For Tavani, it's Ari, Xavier, Mark Lewis, Adam Chavez, and Ryan Trammell's re-entered the game. Here we go, folks. As Xavier brings it up, Lewis with a head fake. Oh, brother, they called that a walk, and I can't believe it. It really didn't look like it to me. They were right here in front of the broadcasting area, but Tavani didn't argue it, so it must have been a good call. 53-49 as DeMarco prepares to re-enter. 8:27 to go. The clock rolls. The Penguins are trailing by 4. Jet bringing it up now is Corso, right side. He's got Xavier Muldrow all over him. And Muldrow does a great job of defense, as he's been doing all night long. Now thinking about the jumper is Hopkins. Hopkins gets it indoors instead to Roussin, who gets the bucket and the whistle. And Roussin will go to the line.
Yes, sir. The Penguins are starting to step back a little bit in this one, Stu. It seems like as soon as Cal Baptist jumped ahead, they've been forcing the issue, trying to get the ball in, and they've been doing just that, being able to score in tough situations. The Penguins are not weakening up on defense, but it seems like Cal Baptist has been able to get in there and get it done.
Lewis heads out as DeMarco has re-entered. 55-49 with 8:10 to go. DeMarco now to bring it in, and the Penguins trail by 7. Last time these two teams met, the Penguins lost by 8, but it was apparently a very close game. The Penguins led by as many as 4 or 5 earlier in the first half. Here's a 360 spinner by Adam, very short, hauled down by Drew Smith, and DeMarco gets in there to fight for it. A whistle, and it's out of bounds off DeMarco. So from the long end, moving from our right to the left, from the Penguin cheerleaders toward the foyer, are the Lancers, 56-49 with 7:40 to go now in the second half. It's stolen away by Adam Chavez for a moment, but then it got away from Chavez and went out of bounds.
Sorry, Chavez not able to get his mitts on at that time, Stu, but Adam has played such a great game so far, these Penguins, as he always does as a Cal Pack Player of the Year.
Yep, Chavez is a superb player, one of the best in the Cal Pack this year, the best last year, 56-49. Can't argue that one. Turnaround jumper by Roussin. He goes 180. He missed it, but a big long rebound is hauled down by Hopkins. Hopkins has it on the right wing, guarded by Ari. He goes left side over to Frace. Frace goes indoors to Corso. Corso back outside. On the way, three ball Hopkins. Oh, brother. And that one goes down, Jet, and now it's a 10-point game with 7:08 to go. And here comes Muldrow, bringing it up. Penguins better get some shooting going on here. They can't even match baskets now. They're going to have to start pulling away and getting some defensive stops. Here's Xavier in the left corner to Adam. Adam thinking about it. Adam got it, had to get away from him for an instant. Up to DeMarco. DeMarco powers his way through, and DeMarco gets a whistle. Foul's called against Mark Russo, the 6'7" senior. And that's his third, the team's sixth team foul. Five team fouls committed by the Penguins Jets. 6:49 to go. Right under the hoop now is Ari Ivintosh. He flings it way back there toward the timeline. And Xavier's got it. Xavier has some great ball control. Xavier goes in. Now he kicks it back outside to Ryan. Ryan flings it left side with a head fake. Ari layup. No. Put back Ryan. Can't get it. Two shots on goal. And there's DeMarco to clean things up. It's an 8-point game. 6.5 minutes.
I'm telling you, we've been saying DeMarco's name more than we've said Penguins, and it seems like he's been able to step up and get it done so far this season. He's becoming such a great role player for his Dominican squad.
Now a travel has been called on the subsequent transition by Chris Corso, and the Penguins will get the ball right back, 59-51. It's just what the DUs need, Jet.
Yes, sir. Dominican needs that step up. As long as we pull right in tight, we got to get these scores up, because Cal Baptist is known to pull away from teams once they get ahead.
Indoors now, the Penguins work it. It tips out of bounds off of Mark Rusin as Ari was looking to hit Adam. 59-51, 6:10. Brandon Davis is in the house, folks, by the way. I haven't mentioned that tonight. Sitting right here at the scorer's table. For those of you listening worldwide, I know you're very interested. 6:10 to go, and the Penguins have it again on the short side, but it is going to be on the sideline. Ari has 5 seconds to bring it in, and he kills about 3 seconds as diving in for it. Some pretty good defensive work there. Got to give credit, Jet, to Mark Rusin diving for it. He did knock it right out of bounds, but he kept Ivintosh from bringing it in. Ivintosh has 5 seconds to do it, and he does. He gets it into Xavier. Xavier over to Adam right in front of us on the right side. Oh, Adam throws it away. And the Penguins are back on defense. One-on-one now. Here's Hopkins. Hopkins with the layup against Ari puts it down. 10-point game with 5:54 to go. And the Penguins got a knock off the slop after Chavez just threw it away. From the right side now, Xavier Muldrow. He goes in there to DeMarco, who goes in right side. About 9 Lancers came up on him. And I think there's only 5 on the floor. Maybe it was 9 hands. It was 9 of something of the Lancers. And they all got in DeMarco's face and prevented him from scoring that. It's a 10-point game inside of 5.5. Here's a big, long 3-ball. Shoots off by Corso. Penguins come down with it after Corso is deep. Here's Ari right side. Ari goes 2-on-1. Ari goes up with the easy layup. No, but the putback by DeMarco does go down. DeMarco right there. 61-53. 5:11 to go, fans. It's coming right down to the wire. If the Penguins can even get back in this thing. Corso's got it. Now Corso goes right side. They flip it back over. Now Corso on the left wing. He's thinking three, doesn't want to do it. Right side is Hopkins. Now he heaves it indoors. Back over to Rusin, who's been totally solid. Back outside, Brewer thinks 2-ball. 11 seconds on the shot clock. Tavani wants a steal. Now Ryan gets a hand on it. And off ball, Michael Brewer hits the deck. No, that was Rusin who hits the deck. Penguin foul is called on Trammell, and that's his fourth, Jet.
Yes, sir, and I don't quite agree with that one either. It seems like the travel should have been called on Cal Baptist on that play. What looked to be a travel, at least from our point of view, Stu, and Trammell got ahead and pulled the foul, which is away from the ball. Trammell's really not feeling kind of picked on in this game. The refs seem not to be giving him any leeway.
On the inbounds now, Alex Frace throws it, and he hits the bottom of the backboard, Jet. It ends up in the hands of Hopkins, who then turns around and converts it, but I think that's an illegal inbounds. 61-53 with 4:44 to go. Penguins are trailing, fans, after leading for the entirety of the first half. Here's Adam Chavez drives in the paint. Adam with a two-step and a launch and a whistle, and Adam will go to the line. Foul is called against Davey Hopkins. Hopkins wears 21, as does Adam Chavez, who's tucking in the jersey. 4:33. Jet, you got your jersey tucked in?
Got my jersey tucked in, Stu.
Radio squad's always looking sweet.
Got my sneakers laced up.
All right, thank you. You know we like it that way here in the radio broadcasting booth. And the first one by Chavez is perfect, and the fans go nuts.
Yes,
as well they should.
Great to see you improve, man. Adam Chavez, who hasn't had a good history of hitting free throws, has gone ahead and
drop that one. It's good to see that happen.
Shav is a communications major. Is a junior on the way. Adam nails this one. And that was nothing but swish. And there's a timeout called by Brett Tavani. 61-55 with 4:33 to go. Jet on radio.dominican.edu.
Yes, sir. Cal Baptist has been able to step up and step ahead of the Penguins in this one so far, 61-55. It seems like the Penguins did make some communication errors on offense in terms of getting the ball around, getting able to move in the right people's hands. Even though Cal Baptist taking nothing away from them, they have been able to step up defensively and get in the Penguins' faces and be able to go ahead and snatch the ball. But the Penguins are going to come. It's going to come down to the wire here, and they can step back up in this game, score 6 points, be back in it. 7 is all we need to win. It will look pretty good right now as we go against a number 5 NCAIA Division I team, which will definitely help Dominicans vie and Dominicans candidacy for NCAA Division II. We played the games, and I think we're proving our point and proving our mission this year, Stu, so far, trying to make that move to NCAA Division II to be in the Pacific West Conference.
You're right. The Penguins are making a move toward the NC2A. 4:33 to go, fans. Penguins currently 21, number ranked 21st in the nation in AIA teams. And inbounds with 4.5 to go. The Penguins got to make up some ground now. Still a lot of time, though. 6-point advantage by the Lancers with 4.5 to go. And we're back underway as Chris Corso brings it up, and he dumps it off left side to Brewer on the wing. Brewer's got Ryan all over. Now back over to Corso, the 5'8 sophomore. Top of the key, Brewer. 12 on the shot clock. Now they're just working the perimeter. Oh, they finally try and dump it down indoors, and the Penguins are all over them down low. Now they heave it. Oh, brother. And Brewer threw the ball. He was trying to throw it across the court, Jet, and he threw it into the 42nd row of the grandstands. He overthrew his own guy, overthrew his own bench. Then he overthrew the grandstand, and the ball, I think, is still flying.
I'm telling you, that lucky fan walks away with the souvenirs.
Yeah,
too.
I don't think that ball's come down yet, Jet.
No, sir, that ball's all the way out on the I-5 somewhere. They're hitting 101. It's not even in this county.
Look out, truckers. 61-55, and Ari's got it after the ball was thrown out of the Conlon. That's the longest miscue I've ever seen in 9 years of Penguin basketball. 3:42 to go, fans. Let's see if that's an omen for the rest of the game. Here's DeMarco over to Ari. Now he kicks it out. Down, they get it down low. Oh, brother, to Ryan, and it slips off of his fingers, and it goes into the Penguin cheerleaders, and they say... And now the referees, one referee called it out off the Penguins, the other one calls it out off the Lancers, and the closer referee is going to get the call, and they're going to give it to the Lancers. And the Penguin fans are letting them have it. And that was a screwy call, because it obviously Ryan was going after it. It was obviously tipped out by one of the Lancers. Very clearly, it couldn't have been. Ryan wouldn't have just let the ball go. But
yes,
they
sir,
gave it to the Lancers, 61-55.
Many of One of many questionable calls that have happened so far, Stu.
3:14 to go now. The Lancers have got it. The Penguins have got to. They're going to have to do this the hard way, obviously. Penguins trailing by 6. 9 on the shot clock, and the Lancers have started to eat the clock as much as they can with 4 on the shot. 3, driving in is Cram. 2, Cram off the glass. 1, into the arms of Ivintosh. Ivintosh 1-on-1. Ivintosh kicks over to Chavez off the glass. Oh, Adam missed the easy layup. No, Chavez missed it. Now they turn it back around. Cram for 2. And what the Penguins could have had 2, they end up coughing up 2, and it turns into a 4-point turnaround. Oh, man. Now on the give and go, they get it to Chris DeMarco. And thankfully, mercifully, DeMarco with the up and under pounds it back in there. 2.5 to go. Penguins trail by 6. Here's Cram. And now the Lancers are working the clock just beautifully. They've got 3 right by the timeline. Penguins have 3 on them. 2:15 to go. 18 on the shot clock. Penguins down by 6. Ray Chavez getting ready to come in. Coming up on 2 minutes, Cram now finds a hole. He gets it down low. It's muffed off the glass. Tipped out by Ryan. Put back up. Oh, no, it drops. And Drew Smith with the deuce. And now... Tavani calls another timeout, Jet, and the Penguins just started getting sloppy. 65, 57 with less than 2 minutes to go. Oh, brother.
I'm telling you, we don't like these nail biters, Stu. I'm telling you, this drives me crazy. I'm growing gray hairs before I should be. But it seems 65-57, Dominican has let Cal Baptist step ahead in this game. And I'm telling you, Coach Devine is going to have to go ahead and throw his shooters in with Adam Chavez, Ari Ivintosh, and Ray Chavez all day. Ray, the weatherman, can make it rain anytime he wants to. They're going to have to go ahead and throw Ray in, see if he can get some of that magic going, drop those threes, get those magic fingers working. Because it seems now the Dominican's going to need it to climb back in this game. 156 and down, 65-57 is not where we want to be, Stu.
No, it's not. And you're talking about putting our shooters in there, and you led with Adam Chavez, who I agree. Adam Chavez, the CalPAC Player of the Year last year, the high scorer for the Penguins last year. Chavez just missed the easiest layup of the night when he was all alone under the hoop. And subsequent to that, the Lancers flipped it right around and scored two. And that, any way you look at it, that's a four-point differential. It should have been two for us. It ended up being two for them, and the two we didn't get, and that's four. Here's Adam now out on the right wing. Less than 2 minutes to go, fans. The Penguins got to get something going. It's absolutely not insurmountable, though. Here's Ray Chavez, speaking of bringing in the shooters. Uh-oh, and now it's stolen away as DeMarco was looking to find Adam Chavez in the middle. And with a minute and a half to go, the Lancers are going to slow it down again. Over to the right side. Now Hopkins has got it. And the Lancers, I have to say, play some very smart clockwork. Very smart clockwork. Here's Cram. Cram now flips it back to the top of the key. Frace on the way. Doesn't get it. Down with it, Ray Chavez. 1:15 to go. Penguins are still alive. Here's Ari. Top of the key, Ray. Penguins can't throw this ball around too much. They get it down low to Ryan. Ryan has it ripped away. Cram now. Cram comes up with it, and he ends up in a scrum with Adam Chavez and Chris DeMarco. It's a jump ball, and the Penguins are going to get it on the jumper. 65-57 on the possession arrow, I should say. 1:02 to go. That's the team's seventh foul, so that was not a jump ball. It was a foul against one of the Lancers. Check it. It was against, oh, man, it was called against Adam Chavez, his fourth up on the board there, Jet. And Cram will go to the line with 1:02 to go. The Penguins have got to pray Cram misses. And he does, and it's tipped out. And their prayers may have been answered. Less than a minute. Here's Ari. Penguins better score. Ray for three on the way. Oh, Ray Chavez knocks down the three. Timeout called by Tavani.
Yes, sir. And with that three-pointer, we are back in at 60-65. It is reality now with 52 seconds left, which can be a lifetime in basketball as long as you got the timeouts and the athletes to do it, Stu. We're back in it. And that's why I say you put Ray Chavez in, he'll make it rain for you. And he comes through, great athletes always do, in the clutch. So it seems now the Penguins will have to climb back by five points to tie and take this into overtime. But if we go ahead and get six, that's two threes. Ray Chavez can do that easily. Ari Ivintosh has also gone ahead, and he's dropped two threes tonight. So it can happen, Stu, in terms of how our shooting is going so far. We got some good scores coming in. But I'm telling you, this is nerve-wracking, and it seems like we need a little more energy from our student session. Has been sort of mellow throughout this whole game. Maybe they're recovering from that hangover from the OIT game being so loud and so crazy, and that one just blowing it up. We could barely get any sound going on here last time, Stu, and doesn't seem to be too happy over there, too loud, too enthusiastic. But me and you over here sweating bullets, knocking over cups in the press box, just getting too hype. Heck, we might as well go to our break and start playing ourselves, Stu. Go ahead on our little mini hoop here, toss it around. But the Penguins can step back in this one. It is doable. We've seen it before. We've seen crazier things in sports. So if they go ahead and knock some threes here, or be able just to get the twos and count them up, we can walk away with the win in this one before overtime, or at least take it to overtime, Stu.
Penguins are down five with 53 seconds to go, Jed, and that's only two scores.
And it can be done.
It can absolutely be done. Now the Lancers are... Timeout by the Lancers have been called after they watched. Got an eyeful of what Tavani sent out on the court. And so now Tavani's going to have to readjust. So Tavani sent his guys out in a defensive fashion. And once Coach Tim Collins saw what Tavani had sent out, then he wanted the timeout. So he then stopped the clock. And as you might imagine, there's still 53 seconds on the clock. It's 65-60, fans, and the Penguin fans are finally coming alive, Jet. Well, the place is packed with Penguin fans. They have been kind of quiet all night, as you noted earlier.
Yes, sir. I'm telling you, Stu, it seems like everybody's mellowed out from last week, but it's not common that you see our student body not really showing that much enthusiasm being that hype. Maybe the correct students who are there to get everybody fired up aren't here tonight, but...
Maybe they're just nervous.
Maybe they're just nervous, but somebody's got to step up. I'm about to run down there.
I know, I'm nervous.
We're all nervous. 53 seconds left. I'm biting my nails here. I'm growing gray hairs. I'm only 19 years old. This shouldn't be happening.
The inbounds. Well, we're both 19, Jet, so that works out.
Yes, sir.
Between the two of us, that's 38.
Yes,
you know, as it turns out now, the ball's going to be coming back in on the short side for... the Lancers. The Lancers going to have it right under the hoop that they're attacking. Right in front of the Penguin cheerleaders, in fact. So maybe the Penguin cheerleaders can throw them off. I'm not really sure. We'll find out. 53 seconds. Lancers have got the ball on the inbounds. They've got 5 seconds. They bring it in. They actually have to go the long way. So now they've got it right under the hoop. They heave it over. 48 seconds. Now they're working the clock. 28 on the shot clock. They go back between the circles. Oh, it comes off the foot of DeMarco, but goes back into the hands of the Lancers. Cram comes back up with it. And now a foul is committed by DeMarco. And that's going to send Davey Hopkins to the line.
Yes, sir. They had to stop the clock somehow, Stu. And I'm telling you, you got to make those fouls. It's one thing about basketball that sometimes you can't stand as a player is when you get into these late game situations. Sometimes you got to foul just to score it. But the problem with that is you put the risk of now you have to make up by more points, which is the reason why Ray Chavis comes onto the floor.
Ryan Tramiel back out. Ray Chavis comes back in. On the line is Hopkins. And the Penguins need Hopkins to miss this one. And they need him to miss it badly. And he does miss it badly. 37 seconds. Penguins on offense. Here comes Adrian. 33 seconds to go. Here's Adam. Adrian to Adam. Oh, Adam missed the easy layup. No! Chavis missed an easy one from short range. And a whistle, Jet. What happened?
I don't know, but that is not reminiscent of Adam Chavis. That is, we do not see him miss those baskets in these tight clutch game situations. Usually such a great player able to come through in the clutch. I don't know what happened on that one, Stu. Just a little bit short.
Ugly short. From one of our favorite players here at the radio station, Adam Chavis, folks, with a must-make layup. Back to the line is Hopkins. Can he miss another one? Nope. You can't keep going to the well all night. He's not going to keep missing them. It's still a two-score game. If Hopkins nails this one, though, it's going to be much more difficult on the Penguins. And he does make it. It's now a 7-point game, fans. With 26 seconds, here comes Valderrama up the right side. Ray's got it, and they're all over him, double-teaming Ray, knowing that that Ray Chavis is a three-point specialist. Now down with it after Ray missed it, 16 seconds, 15, and now the Lancers have got it across the middle, 11, left side. Penguins are going to lose this one as the clock runs out, 5 seconds. In the backcourt now is Rusin, 2-1, that's game.
Yes, sir. The Penguins go ahead, and they do lose this one here at the Collins Center, 60-67. A loss that was not necessary. We definitely could have went ahead and won this game, Stu. I'm very frustrated, matter of fact. I think this is definitely one that could have been ours. We had the skill. We had the talent. This was just bad basketball at the end of the day, Stu. That's all I have to say. Just couldn't quite get it through. Missed shots, missed free throws, missed layups. You got to make those easy ones. You got to make those easy points. And the Penguins weren't able to do it tonight. So not a real somber feeling leaving here in the Collins Center. No one's real happy. And I'll tell you one thing, Stu. I'm lightweight ticked off. So hopefully the Penguins can come back tomorrow night and be able to break through against Biola University.
That's right, fans. Tomorrow night, a 7:30 tip-off. Jet and I will be here with a pregame about 5 minutes before the game. So right around 7:25, we'll have the pregame. Of course, Jet, again, will have the halftime extravaganza. That'll all be tomorrow night as Biola University enters the Conlin Center. But tonight, the Penguins lose a real heartbreaker after leading the entirety of the first half. They lose with the final score of 67-60 to the Lancers of Cal Baptist University. And I guess that'll do it for us tonight, fans. There's not much fun or frivolity going on here at the Conlin Center, as is usually the case following a Penguin win. as you might imagine. Sort of a somber mood, as my partner Jed Jackson mentioned, after the Penguins really coughed up one that they should have not only won, but at least been more in. And they just really slopped it up in the second half, and they gave it away.
After the game we played last week, Stu, there should be no reason we should even lose this game. We played a tougher team, and we were neck and neck with them. Close, kept close up and played great basketball, but not so in this game. So we're going to go ahead and say that this one's in the history books, and hopefully it will stay there, and tomorrow we can come out and correct this mistake, Stu.
Jed and I will be here 7:25 at the pregame, 7:30 tip-off. Biola will be in the house. For Jed Jackson, Stuart Horn signing off. For our academic advisor, Melba Beals, be sure to tune in tomorrow, fans, 725radio.dominican.edu.